Imagine watching the end of a movie, seeing how wonderfully things turn out. How would it be to see the end before watching the rest of the movie? Now imagine that this movie is really the story of your life, including your destiny. The Christian belief says this: everything will end well eternally. So if things are not well right now, it is not yet the end. No matter what you have to go through during your life, your end in God is absolutely assured. Jesus told us just before he died for us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." This is the Christian hope and faith. This is also the reason that Jesus can say to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is all John 14. The endless peace of Christ assures us an eternal well-being, much greater than temporary well-being here, which, of course, we all want. To be human is to desire peace both now and in the future. Now, how can we receive this peace? Paul gives us a step-by-step process in Philippians 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Begin by rejoicing in God's gift of love and eternal life. Risk trusting that the Lord is near, which will empower you to cease worrying about your life. Giving thanks that God is near, pray whatever is on your heart. Your prayer of faith will open you to God's unfathomable peace, which will fill your heart and keep you safe in Christ.